What's something that you can make from that?
Make from the clabber mill, make butter.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of cheese or anything?
Yeah, you can make cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that what they always used to call that? Cottage cheese?
I believe so. That's all I have. But I never did like them. I never did like cottage cheese.
What's the first thing you have to do after milking? To get all the hairs and everything?
Oh, you have to strain your milk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And this is something that's kind of like a fruit pie. It's baked in a deep dish. It's got several layers of fruit and dough.
Got several layers of food.
Of fruit and dough. Oh,
that's pie.
Well, I'll say this. Do you have a deep dish apple pie or apple cobbler?
Oh, yeah, apple cobbler, yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
Apple cobbler, yeah, people used to make a lot of them. Sweet potato cobbler pie.
Never heard of that.
Well, they're good if somebody knows how to make them. My mother could make them, and you could just eat. You'd drop. Oh, that's better than vanilla ice cream. Oh, potato cobbler pie, sweet potato cobbler pie.
And say if someone had a good appetite, and say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay, and what would you call, say, milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you could pour over pie?
Pour over pie.
Uh-huh. It's a sweet liquid that you can make.
Oh, we call it whipped cream or frosting.
Okay. I was thinking of sauce or dip or dressing or something like that. So just for some sweet liquid that you can make.
Ice cream or not.
Okay. And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a
snack.
Okay. And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around waiting to begin, you tell them just go ahead and
say the blessing.
Or they're standing up, you'd say go ahead and
sit down.
Okay. So you say so then they went ahead and
sat down.
Okay. And you say, nobody else was standing because they had all
sat down.
And if you wanted someone not to wait until the potatoes and everything were passed over to them, you'd say, just go ahead and
help yourself.
And you say, so then he went ahead and
They went ahead and helped themselves.
And you say, I asked them to pass them over to me since he had already
helped himself.
Okay. Did you ever hear Hope? Hope himself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have. I'd forgot that, though. Yeah, he hope himself. Done hope himself.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that, sure.
You wouldn't say that yourself?
I never did say that.
Does that sound old-fashioned to you, or?
Well,
just sort of ignorant or old-fashioned, or what?
Just more or less ignorant.
Uh-huh.
I think.
And, if someone offered you some food that you didn't want, you say, no thank you, I don't.
Don't care for any.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say that it's been
warmed over.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew it.
Okay. And you say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow. He got choked.
Uh-huh. You said he could chew it, but he couldn't.
Couldn't swallow it.
Okay. And what do you call peas and beets and things that you grow yourself?
Vegetables.
Any special name for them if you grow them yourself?
I don't remember. Just vegetables. Homegrown vegetables.